Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. To keep up with this here, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and you can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and more. Now, if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, or Google Podcasts, and all the other platforms we got out there, then you can click the follow button to join the Brit Positive Fam Bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. Now, as you already know, if you are a regular on our awesome show, then we're about to get into our Brit Positive quote of the day. Every accomplishment starts with the decision to try. That is by John F. Kennedy. I really love this one because I find that anything you really truly want, you just have to make a choice and decide that very moment that you're going to do whatever it takes to get there. And I believe this is such a nice segue to our topic of the day, which is
the power of having a positive mindset. And I'm so excited to have a special guest with me to talk about this with you guys because, hey, coming from me is one thing, and I really am happy and always willing to share advice on how to be positive, how to live positive, and what are ways to, you know, navigate our life through issues by looking for the positive as well, right? But of course, I would like to introduce this lovely lady here who's gonna give us so much more for us to carry, and it's just full of life and fire, and I hope, you know, resonates with you guys, because this one is for sure one of my favorites and I'm so happy to have her on. So check it out. She's an author of a book called The Golden Mindset. Please give a warm welcome to the Purpose Navigator, Aurelia Morris.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much, Brittany, for having me. It is an absolute pleasure to be here on your platform and to share my story. And again, I just want to thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, it's another day that I live to see. And I always feel like that's a good day just to know that I'm alive. I think I don't like to take life for granted. So it's like every day we live to see, we should just be grateful, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree with you. Despite any hardships that we may be currently facing, like you said, you just have to be grateful.
Right.
To see another day. So
exactly. Now, please tell the people about yourself, my dear. You are so awesome. You wrote a whole book and everything. And I mean, that in itself is goals. So tell the people about yourself and what you do.
Thank you so much. So, yeah. So, like Brittany said, guys, my name is Aurelia Morris, and I am also known as the Purpose Navigator. I am a college dropout. I'm also a teen mom. But I am also a 24-year-old author, motivational speaker, and I'm also a radio co-host. So today I specialize in helping young adults navigate through life with purpose, hence the name The Purpose Navigator. And just overall, guys, I just help young adults to see the importance of having a strong, developed mindset and essentially how it can change your life.
I love that because I find nowadays for young adults or even adults, but more so let's talk to the youngins out here coming up, it's just that they allow, you know, situations, circumstances to kind of to make them stop dreaming, to make them stop feeling as if they have more to come or even to try. They're very quick to saying, right, oh no, maybe not. Recently happened to me, so I'm one of them where I'll be like, I don't know, just because of my circumstances, it makes me not want to try as much, because we're always thinking in the reality, you know. And some people might even think like, oh, thinking positive feels a bit delusional when you're looking at reality in a certain way. And honestly, I don't know, call me crazy, but I'd rather live in a positive delusion than live every day negative and allowing that to suck my soul in a way where I don't enjoy life, because I do feel life is supposed to be filled with enjoyment. It doesn't have to be the way we want it to be to enjoy it, you know? So how did you develop a positive mindset? Like, what was something that, you know, flipped that switch for you personally to really fight for a positive mindset? Because it doesn't happen overnight. I will say that even for me, when I decided to try to be more positive in my life, it wasn't an easy beginning, I will say. But the more I worked at it, the more I got there. So please share your story.
Yeah, so like you said, it's definitely not an overnight task. It is definitely continuous. And so growing up, I am the oldest sibling of four, and I live in a Liberian household. Well, I lived in a Liberian household. So if you guys are not familiar with the Liberian culture, it is said to be, if you are the oldest sibling and you have siblings, you are essentially their caretaker as well. Mm. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you take care of them just as much as mom does. So that's a little insight on the Liberian culture. So I basically played a major, major role in raising my siblings, despite me being young myself. So, you know, I would miss normal kid activities. I didn't have the ideal relationship with my mother. Mm-hmm. And overall, I just didn't get a chance to be a kid. I did not get a chance to live my childhood. Mm-hmm. So that affected me in more ways than I could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So developing what I call the golden mindset, right? And with this mindset, it's not just some saying, no, it's a way of life. Golden mindset is a mindset that is so powerful that it dictates everything else in your life, your relationships, your achievements, your finances, and much more. Mm. It allows you to stay positive, and overall, the golden mindset allows you to go after everything that you desire despite your circumstances. So having the golden mindset essentially was my way of survival. Mm. It literally saved my life as a child who actually attempted suicide.
Wow.
So having the golden mindset, a positive mindset, it saved my life. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, because if not for my mindset, I don't know where I would be.
I get that. And thank you for being so real with the audience and just sharing. Where did you develop this golden mindset? Like, did you learn it or like on your own? Is it something you just develop on your own? It's just something you manifested in your life, or, you know, or did you get it from a book where you're like, I want to try thinking this way?
So, no, it wasn't from a book. It wasn't from myself. It was actually from, I want to say, my father and a few other family members. They didn't use the word mindset, but they just told me that, you know, this is not forever. Mm-hmm. And they just told me to just start focusing on the good and, you know, being positive. So that's when I took it upon myself from what I had been told, and I started to dive, you know, deeper into it. I started to kind of do my research, and overall, I just started to say, okay, well, if they're telling me to think this way, and if they're telling me that nothing lasts forever, like, what if they're right? Mm-hmm. What if I decided to think differently? What if I decided to focus on, you know, not my circumstance? So that's what I did. And like you said, it's not just an overnight thing. It's something that you have to continuously develop and build. And as I got older, I really started to, you know, do my research and just pull back from my own life experiences and develop a positive mindset.
Is it something, my follow-up question to this is it something where you found that you had to start believing in? Because it's one thing telling people like, hey, you have to have a more positive mindset, but it's like, to me, just the way it has impacted you so much, I find from my observation, it sounds as if like you had to believe in it. You had to like not just do it, but like believe for yourself, like, this is the way, like this is the way to get me out of this. Because now when you see that you believed, like, don't you feel your life has changed to the point where you're like, hey, this did save my life? Because like, I find you might have put yourself to having to believe that it had to work, right? Like, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but it's just from my observation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I completely agree. It starts with believing. Like, that's what mindset is. Like, you have to first off believe that you know, your current situation is temporary and that you can overcome it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really, really had to dive deep in myself and say, listen, Aurelia, I'm not sure how, I'm not sure when, but I will get through this. Mm. There's no other option, right? Giving up is not an option. Give up and do what? Like, no. So I had to keep pushing. But like you said, it definitely 100%, it starts with believing that you're capable of overcoming your circumstances.
Interesting. I like that. That's so good. That's so good. So then, how can a positive mindset impact our overall well-being and mental health? Because there might be those out there who are not 100% convinced, you know, because like, let's be real, there is pessimistic people out there. I was one of them, you know, where we would be like thinking like, yeah, well, you know, you don't know my story, or you don't know the things I've seen, or things like that. People, you know, and that's valid. That's valid. I get it. We've seen some horrible things or been through horrible things. And it's hard to just automatically switch to thinking, you know, everything's going to be okay. So let them know, like, how can that really be impactful in their life overall and their mental health?
Oh, yeah. So as I said, you know, having and developing a positive mindset, it dictates everything within our lives. I'm a firm believer that everything starts with mindset. It's not the money. It's not who you know, right? I look at it as before you can get to the money, it's your mindset. Before you can make those connections, build those relationships, and even get into those rooms, it starts with your mindset. Without the mindset, you won't know how to properly present yourself, where, who, or even how to connect. And, you know, it's crazy because more often than not, society wants us to believe that it starts with everything else but us, and that's simply just not true. You don't see what goes on behind that post. You just see the post, right? So, you know, everything starts with your mindset, and society wants us to believe that it starts with everything else but us, that it starts with everything else but our personal development, and it's just not true.
I get that, because I feel a lot of the times when you think of our battles, it's a lot of what we're thinking about. It's a lot of how we process the information, process the situation. And when you think of it, it's all happening in our heads. You could be in a tornado, God forbid. But if anyone's like, you know, seeing a tornado go towards them, you got one person that probably is going to be freaking out, thinking they're going to die. And you got the other person thinking, you know what, this isn't great, but guess what? We might make it, you know, and it's just all on how you view the situation differently that can make the experience not that traumatic, you know.
Right.
So I agree with what you're saying of that. It really has to be, you know, us believing and also working at it. And it's just amazing how I like to know other people out there still think this way, because it can feel like it's just a you thing and not anyone else. So it's I'm so happy to hear you share that with others here. Because another question I actually got for you is that, like, what would you say to those who have, you know, hard circumstances? Like, you know, let's say they're looking for a job. A lot of young people trying to get a job nowadays, right? And they could have that mindset that's like, okay, I'm going to get a job. All right, I'm just going to apply, send my resume. They're sending, like, a lot of resumes, okay? Like, a lot a day. And they're getting a lot of no's. They might get interviews but not get a call back, right? And then another time, you know, it's just the same thing, still not happening, all those things, to the point where it's been months, right? And, you know, they need money. They need to pay their bills, and they're not given a chance. Now what's happening is, because of that reality of months and months and months of not getting hired, going to interviews, changing up their resume, they've done everything that they can humanly possible in applying for a job, right? And they're not trying to take any, you know, random job. They're trying to get a nice, decent job to really, like, do well in life. And it just hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. What would you, you know, how would you encourage someone to keep going and to not give up? Because that's just something I've noticed around the young adults, where jobs have been affecting them mentally as well. So job hunting, I should say, or even being in a job. I'm not hearing a lot of young adults out there like, woo, job working is amazing. Like, either when you have the job, they're not happy, or when they're looking for a job, they're struggling and not happy. What can you tell those guys out there?
Well, with the young adults who have a 9-to-5 and who are not happy, I would say you have to follow your passion. That's what I tell people all of the time. Mm. You have to follow your passion. Follow what makes you happy. Stop doing what everyone else is doing, mm-hmm. right? And so because I was one of them. I was at a job, at a 9-to-5, serving people, and I was not happy because I knew that I was called to do something greater. I knew that I had a purpose over my life. Mm. And it just, I mean, man, I remember literally standing at work and just looking out the window. I would look out the window as though I was in a movie. And I would just say, man, like, I really wish I was, I said, right now in this moment, I really wish that I was somewhere else working on what makes me happy. I mean, I remember it so vividly, just wishing and wishing that I could be doing something else that mattered, doing something that I knew was going to have an impact on not just my life, but other people's lives. Mm. So if you are young and you are in a 9-to-5, in a job, in a space, right, mm-hmm. where you are not happy, where you are not fulfilled, I highly encourage you to seek within and find your passion. Find what makes you happy. I don't care if it's designing clothes. I don't care if it's doing hair. It does not matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it will make room for you. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So you have to follow your passion. I'm telling you, life is too short to be doing what everyone else wants you to do. You have to do what you have been called to do and what makes you happy. And the second part to your question about, you know, if somebody has been searching for a job or searching for an opportunity and something has not come up yet, I would tell them, number one, giving up is not an option, okay? Giving up is not an option. And another thing is you have to see your success. Stop seeing your success as an option. See it as an obligation, like I must get this, right? Mm. Don't see it as, oh, you know, it might happen, it can't. No, it is an obligation. Mm. Okay? So do not give up and see your success as an obligation. Do whatever it takes. If you have been doing something for so long and it's not working, it's time for you to change it. It's time for you to change something, right? Mm-hmm. Don't say, oh, I've done everything that I can. No. Look within, right? Build those connections and see, what am I doing that is hindering me from achieving this goal?
I love that. I love that so much, because sometimes a lot of people think they've done enough. They've done whatever it is that needs to be done. And I love that it's like, if you just don't stop and you just see it as just change your approach, but keep going towards the goal, you'll get there. I love that. I love that so much. That's such an encouragement. You guys take notes here, guys, because I'm taking notes with her. For those out there who might be wondering or questioning as well, what are some common negative thought patterns that can hinder the development of a positive mindset? Like, how can they overcome that, you know?
So a few common negative thought patterns. I would say the first one would be just not believing, okay? Not believing that they're capable of more. Another thing is being driven by fear. Somebody could say, you know, I can't do it because I've never seen it done, or maybe I've never seen it done by someone who looks like me. Mm-hmm. And that thinking, those thought patterns, that will stop you from having the mindset that is needed to tap into that new dimension of your life that you've been longing for. Mm-hmm. All right. So how do we fix this? I like to look at it as by remembering and believing that everything you want, like you can't just say, oh, you know, everything I want is mine. No, you have to literally, physically, spiritually, mentally, all of the above, believe that everything that you want is already yours. That's my motto. I tell myself that every single day. Mm. Everything that I desire is already mine. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what your circumstances, all right? Life is not going to wait on you. It will literally pass you by. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you cannot afford to leave this earth still full. You must want to go to your grave on empty. That's what I'm striving for every day. When I go to my grave, and I know it's like a touchy subject, but
it's real. So
yeah,
that's fine.
When I go to my grave, I told myself I want to go on empty. I want to go on E. All right, like on E. Everything that has been placed down in the inside of me, I want it to be uprooted into this earth. All right. So listen, you must remember and believe that everything you want is already yours. You just have to go get it. Be consistent. Be persistent. And do not give up. All right? Because why? Because life is too short. Why? Because tomorrow is not promised. And again, life is not going to wait on you. It's not. You must want to leave this earth on empty.
Enjoy listening to podcasts and ever wonder, can I make a podcast? But it seems so complicated, and good audio production can take time. What if there was a way to create an amazing podcast easily? Well, now there is. Introducing Podcasting Made Easy from Podtastic Audio. My production team will handle your entire audio production, allowing you to be the star of your show. This is Podcasting Made Easy. How easy? Well, so easy, you don't even have to press record. Now that's easy. Your listeners are waiting. Let's deliver. Sign up for a free strategy call today at podtasticaudio.com/easy.
I love that. I love that too. Because like, I also, I believe it for myself as well. And hopefully this can encourage you guys out there. Is like, if it's already inside you, if you have that desire, it was placed in you for a reason. You know what I mean? And sometimes you may not know. And sometimes when talking to friends or family, we start to realize that little desire we have starts to really show up. And then we're able to even vocalize outside, well, I actually wanted to write a book. Like sometimes that could just be that little like idea you had. And then it's like, once you start talking about it, you realize like this was one of your purposes in life to do. Because I don't even think purpose is one thing, like one solid thing, and that's it. It's many things, because as humans, we're very capable of doing a lot of things. On past episodes I had, especially with my brother, where we had a topic called like unusual facts. You guys could check out that episode if you like. We discovered how like potato, we were talking about potato and what it could be used. It was actually like about how it could be used to even make vodka or something. And I was in such disbelief. I was like, vodka? Like potato that makes fries? Like, what are you talking about? But at the end of it, my brother and I realized how we're like, wow, we could do so much with potato. Like we got fries, we got chips, we got, you know, and it's like, that's just one like, you know, food item, okay? And but look at the different things we make with it. And it's like, imagine us humans, like look at the different things we can do if we only like went in that creative space and be like, okay, what can I do, or what I'm willing to try to do to see what I'm able to do? Because I think in this time we're in, we need to really take the time to discover that, like you said, like we are capable. And I think in order to even practice that in living that, we have to not be afraid of trying new things, and not expect that we might fail at those things, but just the fact that we'll learn whether we're good at it or not, I guess, you know. Or even if you don't think you're good at it, or you're doing it and you're not doing well, I think as long as you're consistent, you'll get better. Because we weren't, let's say, this is so general, but like in school, we only got really good at it is because we were doing it every day. You know, like I was in school from JK. If I stopped doing school at JK, then probably I'd be like, whoa, I don't know anything, because, you know, I didn't go to grade one or grade two, you know. But we did it as long as we did, where we actually got good at school. Now, when you're an adult, of course, that's when you do different things, make your own decisions if you want to continue the education pattern. But in just giving that example, it's just to say that if you, as long as you keep at it, you should be able to get good at it. Am I right? Or is that a stretch? Let me know.
100% correct. Consistency is where it's at, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, people give up too soon.
Yeah. And like, when you think of people who are professionals, it's because they just never quit. You know, the ballerina, right, or a piano player, like, they just had to play every day. And that doesn't mean the first time they picked up the piano, they were amazing at it. You know what I mean? Like, they had to go through trials and error. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, I think a lot of us are afraid to fail, because then we use that as like a navigator of whether we should pursue something or not because it didn't do well, you know?
Right.
And I've had that personally for me, where certain things I would avoid. Thank God for my mom, because she pushes me to do things that I'm afraid to do. I was in school and I did some psychology courses, and one of them I didn't want to do again because I didn't get the grade I wanted. So I was like, clearly this isn't for me. And when I was selecting courses again, she was like, well, do the course again. I'm like, no, I'm just glad I passed. You know, like, I'm not trying to go back there and get a worse grade. And she's like, no, just do it again. You'll do better. I'm like, you can't just say that. Like, you gotta look at the facts here. Like, that was me at the time, guys. I'm being real with you. I wasn't like Miss Positive all the time, but it was just amazing how she was so confident in just saying, just do it again. I'm sure you'll get a better grade. You know the course already a bit. You know, just try. I did it again, and surprisingly, my mark went way up, and I was like, oh wow, okay, great. But I wouldn't know that if I didn't do it again. You know what I mean? If I stuck with my own thoughts of like, well, the grade wasn't great, so why do it again? That clearly says I'm not good at psychology, right? Then I wouldn't have known that actually I'm not bad at it. I just had to do it again. And if I kept at it, who knows? Because I think we use those things as determined factors of like our future. When you think of it too, if you agree or not, do you feel like society kind of like programmed our brains to kind of like see like, oh, if a kid's doing bad in school, that means they probably won't do well in life, you know? Do you think that's a factor in it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think society, well, I know society has, there's just so many things that we've been conditioned to, you know, starting at young children. Mm-hmm. We are taught, okay, well, this career is better than this one. And so, you know, oftentimes you'll see one career being pushed over others. Mm-hmm. And you know, with school, you know, society wants us to believe that if we don't go to college, if we don't do this, if we don't get this type of job, we will fail. And that's simply not the truth. And that's why I'm really, really big on finding what makes you happy, finding your passion and running with it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's making jewelry, if it does not matter if it's cooking, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If you are passionate about it, go for it. Don't go for what other people want you to be, because I did it and it didn't turn out, you know, the way I expected it to.
Right. I liked what you mentioned. Passion is a good thing to have in making sure we have a driving force for us to continue to reach our goals. But what would you say to those who just don't have that in them? Like, they immediately think, look, I want to do this, but the passion isn't there because of, you know, whatever it might be, like financial situations as well. Like, you know, I've come across a lot of people who that got their degrees and they're doing a job that they didn't even want, you know, but it's because in their mind, just to make sure they have money to live, you know, have a roof over their heads and such, they just go for it. A lot of people are afraid to go for their dreams because even those like who want to be an artist, like a real amazing painter. I mean, a lot of people can be artists, and you have apps out there that make people seem as if they're really good too. So it there's a lot of things I would say that are in place that can discourage someone. What would you say to them who come through situations like that? Because I know I'm like putting on the spot, but it's just like, I love what you're saying and I'm all for it, but there are those are the little doubts or things that trickle in some people's mind in wanting to go for it. Like, if you tell a kid go walk, like, they're not gonna baby trying to make their first step. They're not doubting they can't walk. They're going to try to walk. But we've been in life for so long that nowadays when we want to still walk, there's so many, you know, blocks around us that are kind of stopping us from making that straight line towards our dreams. So what is just one of those things you can maybe mention to them? Because you're great, by the way.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you so much. Honestly, y'all, listen, you were not created to live a mediocre life. And I'm just going to drop the mic. No, I'm just saying. But no, like, honestly, like, you were not created to live a mediocre life. Why would you want to live a mediocre life when you can have everything that you desire? All right? Why would you want to live a mediocre life when you can have everything that you desire? So, listen, at the end of the day, no matter what you're going through, what it may look like, everything comes to an end. That pain, whatever it is, it's temporary. You can get through it and you will get through it. All right? So, you have to keep going. Stop seeing your success as an option and start seeing it as an obligation. Like, this must be done. All right? This must be done. Life is too short not to have everything that you desire. There's greatness within you. You were placed on this earth for a reason. And it's up to you whether or not you're going to figure that out. We were all placed here for a purpose. There's something that you can do. No one else on this earth can do it the way you do it. Someone out there needs your story. Someone out there needs your experiences. Someone out there needs your creativity. Someone is depending upon you. You cannot afford to give up. You cannot afford to make excuses. Someone is depending upon you. You may not know their name, what they look like, but someone out there needs you. So you cannot afford to not have any passion, not be passionate about life. You cannot afford to stay stagnant. Someone needs you, and your success is not optional. When you start thinking like that, you start to move differently.
That's true. That's true. You walk different. You walk like you actually got somewhere to be, you know? So I love that. Can positive affirmation and visualization exercise help develop a positive mindset?
Absolutely. Whenever I'm going through something uncomfortable or difficult, I personally like to visualize how I am going to feel once I overcome that particular challenge. Like, okay, what new things am I going to learn and discover about myself? I also have things that I say each day that reminds me to keep going. I mean, listen, I tell myself every day before I start the day, whatever comes my way, God has already given me the tools to handle it. There's nothing I cannot and will not do because I'm already equipped for it. So you can definitely use this technique daily. You can write it out. You can put it up somewhere in the room where you know every day you go into that particular room. But a major, major technique that I've created, I don't know. I feel like most people have alarm clocks, right? Not alarm clocks, but alarm on their phone, right, where they wake up. And so for me, instead of having that annoying standard alarm sound, I change mine to empowering people. I listen to like E.T., Les Brown. So instead of hearing beep, beep, I'm hearing your time is now. There are no limits. Everything you want is yours. Like, that's what I'm hearing every day when I wake up.
That's good, though. It's a good reminder to start your day in a positive affirmation. I think that is the way to start your day, because like you said, we don't know what the day will bring, and there might be some not so happy things that happen in our day, but just to know from the beginning of your day, like, you are capable, you are able, and all those things, that's a beautiful way to start your day in just refueling yourself. Like, you know how plants need water and the car needs gas? Like, we need, you know, positive affirmations in our life to, like, keep us going. Like, that's our water, basically. Just the same way we need food to eat, to do our work and to do things and go to school or whatever you're in right now. Like, see that as food you also need to take in your life. That's how I see it too. Now, what are some strategies that can help cultivate a positive mindset? Like, how can they incorporate this in their daily life? Now, you did touch on it, saying about, you know, even to set like an alarm with positive feedback, like, you got this. I love that. That's a really good timbit. But like, I really want us to really get our listeners here to just really know what are certain things they can try as well. I've always mentioned to you guys to write down things, like, write down things you're grateful for, write down things that, you know, make you happy. You know, because I feel like it said, the half of the battle along this life is the mind. And if, as long as we shift that mindset from negative to positive, whatever comes your way wouldn't faze you as much, because it's like, you know where you're going. So it's like all of whatever is happening is like a distraction, you know. But if you don't focus on that distraction and allow it to cripple you on your way, then you'll be fine. Like, you'll just keep walking like nothing's happened, and people might look at you and go, wow, she must have it all together, or she delusional, like, does she not see a burning fire in the building over there? But it's like, your mindset is not on that. Your mindset is to get where you need to be and to fulfill that purpose you have in your spirit, your heart, where, you know, your soul. So how would you also tell people out there to, you know, cultivate that and just get that to be their new way of life now? Like, guys, we're not telling you to do this 3 months from now. We're not telling you to try this, you know, in the next day. We're telling you, like, this is your moment right now to make that decision to really walk in this mindset, because it is so beneficial to your life. And I truly believe this will lead you to a happier, healthier lifestyle. So what would you suggest to them?
Like you said, just, you know, being, I feel like it comes down to being intentional. Mm-hmm. Not just saying, okay, yeah, I want to be positive, I want to do this. No, like, actually be intentional. Ask yourself, who am I surrounding myself around? Mm-hmm. What am I listening to? What am I watching? Mm-hmm. Right? Being very intentional about what you do every day. Mm-hmm. Every day, listen and surround yourself with positivity, right? If your environment is negative, and if it's toxic, and you're soaking all of that in, you can't expect to be positive, right? So find a way to surround yourself around positivity. Find a way to listen to meaningful, intentional things. Find a way to listen, read, watch, whatever. However you best learn, or you know, if you like listening to an audiobook versus reading, whatever it is, feed your mind, right? Feed your mind with those things. No matter what your current circumstance may look like, make a commitment. Every day, it can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, it can be 30 minutes, but find a way, make a commitment to yourself to feed your mind with positive things, positive people, all right? Mm-hmm. Put yourself out there. Because I look at it as, if you don't like something, change it. Mm. You have the ability to change it.
Ooh, so. Guys, did you know you could do that? Because you can. Really can. Sometimes we forget. It's like, we actually have an authority on ourselves to change our situation if we don't like it. So,
yep.
Ooh, girl, you dropped some beautiful gems for the people on this show. I am so, so happy to have you on. Now, please let them know where they can find your book so that they can work on this golden mindset, aka you know, the mindset of positivity.
So yeah, so the Golden Mindset Minus the Fear can be found on Amazon. That is the Golden Mindset Minus the Fear. Mm-hmm. It could be found on Amazon, or you can go to my website, www.aurelia, that's A-U-R-E-L-I-A, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, -speaks.com. And it is, again, the Golden Mindset Minus the Fear.
That is so awesome. And any last words for the listeners out there who are getting inspired from everything you've been saying so far?
Any last words? I will leave you guys with, everything that you want is already yours. You just have to go get it.
And with that, guys, we're going to end the show. But thank you so much for coming on. You're so amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. You're going to be changing lives left and right. And you have our support here from VPP. We're here supporting you to chase your goal and your dream and your purpose, because you are an amazing person and you are more than welcome to come back on the show anytime, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Brittany. I really, really, truly appreciate this. Guys, thank y'all so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm so grateful to be here on with you guys. And I hope you guys have a blessed, amazing day. Thank you
so much. And if you guys like what you heard, please click that like button and follow button for more. Thanks again, Aurelia. Guys, check out her book. You guys have a wonderful week. Stay positive.